Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. After a day of progress in resolving some of the issues the main Syrian opposition group wants addressed to participate in peace talks, the UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, is holding more separate sessions today in Geneva with opposition figures and representatives of the government. Middle East scholar Peter Buchtol spoke with VOA about the talks with de Mistura.
Even if they just talk to him and not to the government representatives, that one can say they've been in the same room, or in the same hotel, rather, in the same city, is progress.
The so-called proximity talks are meant to lay the groundwork for eventual direct negotiations. With no face-to-face encounter scheduled between Assad government officials and opposition representatives in this particular round, the plan is for the UN envoy to consult with each side separately and shuttle between the two to relay proposals and positions. Saudi authorities have arrested 9 American citizens among 33 suspects rounded up over the past few days. Officials in Saudi Arabia did not say if any of the so-called terror suspects were linked to the Islamic State militants, which has claimed several deadly attacks against security forces and Shiites in the kingdom in recent months. At least 65 people, that is, were killed. It happened late Saturday in northeastern Nigeria after militants attacked the village of Dolori, that's near the Borno state capital, Maiduguri. They used suicide bombs, gunfire. They set homes on fire. The Sunni insurgent group Boko Haram is suspected of launching the attack, the third in the region in the past week. This is VOA News.